Okay, guys, God bless you all. Tonight, I'm going to be sharing on something that I've entitled Live Your Truth. I'm not sure if many of you know this or not, but in today's culture, there's this stigma out there to find yourself in your quote-unquote self-identification. And after you find out what that is, by some epiphany or whatever the case may be, you are encouraged to share what you have discovered within yourself and live that out both truthfully and unapologetically. Now, many times this has to do with the most ridiculous things that are just so opposite to what the Word of God says about us. And last Wednesday, Bob did an excellent sharing about what defines you. So perhaps God is really trying to emphasize this subject matter. Because we live in a day and age where this world and the enemy tries to give us many different nicknames, so to speak, day in and day out. And I'm not talking about nicknames like Tom or Dick or Dan. I'm talking about nicknames like unworthy or broken or unloved. But you know, guys, I've got a really simple solution for you. And it's called the Word of God. You know, it says in Hebrews 4:12 that the Word of God is quick or alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And if you've ever seen a two-edged sword, it's pretty sharp. And you know what the Word of God does? It mentions some other quote-unquote nicknames that God has given to us. And I think we would all prefer those over what the world would give us any day, huh? I want to immediately quote John 17:17, because you know what Jesus said in that verse? He said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." And you know, I got to say, guys, I hate labels and titles, although they are necessary at times, right? But God has given us some truth-based labels that trump everything else, no matter what education level you may have or what career you've worked, or especially no matter how low or worthless this world may think you are. And these are just a few of them, but I guarantee you'll end up thinking about these things a little bit more in depth as time goes on. And these are not all of them. These are just a very few. But here we go. Number one, I say or have said that I am unlovable, but God says that I am forever loved. And for that, you can go to Romans chapter 8 or just listen to these verses. Because we're going to be going through the scriptures here tonight. But in Romans chapter 8, verse 38, you all know this one. It says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, guys, things present doesn't matter what the circumstances around you appear to be like, as good as they can be, as bad as they can get, nor things to come. So whatever may come tomorrow, or the next day after that, or the day after that, and so on and so forth, and all these other things, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Self-explanatory, right? All right, next one. I say, or have said, I am scarred, but God says that I am healed. And Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with His stripes, we are healed. That's physical ailments, illnesses, mental pressures, burdens, the cares, the worries, the whole nine yards, guys. We are healed. How about this one? I say I am weak, but God says he makes me strong. Psalm 18, verse 32 says, it is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Ooh, I love this one. I recognize I am a sinner, but God says I am forgiven. 1 John 2:12 says, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Next one. I was abandoned, but God says I am adopted. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5 says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Christ Jesus to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Moving on here. I say I am broken, but God says he's made me whole. And it says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, that you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Something else that we've all told ourselves. We've said that we are alone, but God says he is always with us. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. I love that verse. We may have felt rejected, but God says we are his. And 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, it says, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So, we do not belong to ourselves. We've looked at this quite a few times. But because of that, all the rejection that we may feel from the outside world doesn't matter whatsoever. I say I am hopeless, but God says because of him I am hopeful. And Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18 says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Something else we might have said to ourselves, we've said that we have failed, but God says we are victorious in Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I say I am lost, but God says he gives me direction. Isaiah 30:21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. I say I am worried, anxious, or afraid, but God says with him I am peace-filled. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Got just a few more for you guys tonight. I say that I am unhappy, but God says, I am joyful / joy-filled. John chapter 15, verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. I say I am nothing special, but God says I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And Psalm 139:14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And last but not least, I say I am worthless, but God says Jesus died because I am worth it. And we all know what John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And guess what, you guys? I got one more. I got a bonus one. I say I have nothing. And I think we've all felt that way at times. We've all felt inadequate. We've all felt like we didn't have anything to offer. This, that, the other thing. I say I have nothing, but God says I have everything. And Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. It's really something, guys. So if we have all spiritual blessings, we really don't have to get much more than that. It's about appropriating what we've already been given. So, question for you guys to kind of wrap this thing up. Which truth are you going to live? Are you going to live the truth that the world says that you should live? Or are you going to live the truth of the Word? How about this? I'll quote it time and time again if I have to, but I am what the Word of God says I am. I have what the Word of God says I have. I can do what the Word of God says I can do, and I will be what the Word of God says I will be. Now, those are not lies. Those are the truths of God's Word. And that is the truth that we should all be living from now and until we take our last breath, should the Lord tarry. All right? God bless you guys. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your matchless Word, Father. We thank you for the truths that are just written so clearly for us to live out as we walk in the power from on high that you've placed in us, Father. So we're up for the challenge. Because as we walk forward in this life, Father, we are just so thankful and we are just so willing and wanting to do your will and your will only, Father. And we will continue to live the truths that you set in your word, Father. And we thank you for the privilege it is to be able to do that. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.